You are listening to the Archaeology Podcast Network.
On our bones and metal pillars, strode we across the sea, finding the feet that seemed to be our only respite, our only greed. We freed them from their lives and planted the seed.
Hello, everybody, and I'm glad you're on this feed and you're hearing this, and I'm glad you've been listening. But there's a few changes going to happen to the An Archaeologist podcast over the next coming months. I'm really, really busy, and it's been really difficult to properly get a timetable in with other guests from around the world and even the ones in the UK. So I don't want to disappoint you, and I don't really want to leave gaps in releases. So I'm hoping to kind of do a few changes to the format. So I'm looking to do smaller, shorter shows, and I'm hopefully just doing monologues, very much like The An Archaeologist Speaks, and I'll probably be doing a little bit more of that until I kind of feel happy that I've got time to not only record, sort it out with other people, but I've got time to actually edit and doing other stuff as well. And I just, you know, I love doing this. I really, really do, and I want to continue it, but I don't want to let you guys down. And because every show unreleased is something that I am very, very aware of, even if you guys aren't, but I'm very, very aware of it, and really, it really cuts me up, because one of the things that I'm really, really proud of is always putting out stuff on time and in a proper manner. And, well, you know, I'm kind of not doing that right now. So what I want to say is just an amazing thank you to a lot of people who have meant a lot to me over the last number of months, who've done amazing, amazing things, who have been amazing to chat to. I mean, if you want a bit more of me, I had an amazing, amazing time with the Stranger Conversations over with Grant. And like, that's a 3-hour podcast, and like, honestly, it's one of my favorite cross casts. The other ones are, of course, a really wonderful, warm conversation with Clint Thiel from Geek Dig. And a very, very a technically challenged episode with the podcast Without Borders with like Aaron and Diamond Dave, who is like my favorite Hearthstone card. Like, he is like a rare, no, he's like a legendary. Or what's the purple ones? Epic, isn't it? Yeah. I know you guys are thinking, well, hey, Tristan, you should stop playing Hearthstone so much. It's like, well, you know, it's a different thing. No, I'm not playing it that much because I suck and I've got no good cards. But I'm getting off track. No, I want to say you guys are really, really amazing, and it's amazing to have a really great interactions on Twitter, and I'd love to really follow up on those. There's been a number of podcasts that I really want to get on with, especially because they mention me a lot, and it's really weird, because is the Jewel of Taints podcast, and yes, that is what it is, I think. But Jewel of Taints, they constantly talk about me, so even if I've not been on, they'll do a fantastic Irish accent, which is, you know, it is out of this world. I mean, they just capture my, like, my dulcet tones, my kind of, you know, it's perfect. I've never heard such a perfect accent. Hopefully you guys can pick up the sarcasm. Love you guys. Love you guys. And I want to say, you know, a big thanks to Chris, who runs the Archaeology Podcast Network with me. Absolutely fantastic. I wish I could say thank you to a lot of people, but there have been just some people who just, they stand out, and they really just, I've been having a great time talking to them. Oh, yeah. Okay, another one of these is Diamond Dave's dad, Paul Meyer, who is, honestly, you're the man. Triple D. a lot of love. And but there's a lot of other really cool people as well who I've probably forget to mention. Oh yeah, you should, if you like music, Shoot the Shred. It's a new music podcast with Eric from the Hot Butter podcast. And yeah, it sounds like I listen to far too much many podcasts. I actually can't keep up with them. So if I'm a bit behind on any of them, I'm really, really sorry. But yeah, like I put up on Twitter recently, I'm hoping to do a number of blog pieces if I can shove them in, because I know I've been meaning to do blog pieces for ages, and it just got to this point where you kind of like, I have all these ideas for titles, and you know, I've got them in my head. It's not just like, oh, I think of this cool title. And I like pretentious titles because I'm pretentious, you know, like, I don't know if it works like that, but in any case, I like pretentious titles. I like titles that kind of go, make people go, what the hell is that talking about? So like, it was just going to be a one blog thing. The archaeology is the big other, and Lacan, and you know, mirror images, and you know, all that, like psychoanalysis, and so on and so on and so on and so on. I don't know if I can do that accent properly, but I'm actually splitting it up to a number of different kind of sub blogs underneath the theme. And the theme is basically, what is archaeology, what is history, what does the past actually mean to us as a society, what role does it function, what role does it play? And I'm meaning to explore that through looking at society as a patient, you know, what happens, how do we consider these objects? I mean, the fact is that, you know, we have, and they pertain to bigger issues. I mean, like, we look at objects as some sort of magical holy grail of essence of the past, and you know, like these objects are, they're from the past, and that's what makes them special. And it's exploring about, but what about the ones that don't look so special, and the ones we miss, and the, like, it was a shocking statistic, like, you know, when you look, go into a museum, obviously the archives are huge in these places. You only see a fraction. I mean, you're looking at like 10% or less of a museum has its stuff on show. I mean, what's happening to the other 90%? I mean, you can go into these archives and you can find stuff that nobody's touched for years. And you think, well, if we're trying to find out as much as we can, and this stuff's gone away and disappeared and nobody's looked at it, how do we know what's there? Like, there could be, you know, for all the people kind of talking about hidden history, oh, there's this big temple in the middle of this forest, and you know, there's all these hidden things at all these weird sites around the world, you know, there are hidden things, there are unknown things, but we know where they could be, and that's in the archives. So I'd love to see us kind of explore together, you know, where do artifacts go to die? You know, do artifacts themselves, I mean, like, when we are buried and there's a tombstone erected, you know, of course our families and our friends kind of remember us and everything, but what if they're gone? You know, what if it's the next generation, the generation afterwards, and they've got tombstones? I mean, the memory, does it reside somewhere? I mean, what happens then to artifacts that are hundreds of years old if they are placed away as well? I mean, it's just tying those things together. And you might notice I also like song lyrics as well. So big kudos if anybody can work out the two song lyrics that I've put in the picture, my Twitter picture of my blog notes. There are two songs in there, and if you can find them, that's like, I don't know, I'll do something. I also think I'm really witty as well, because Lacan, get my head around it, Lacan, you know, nobody knows who Lacan is. Like, some, like, actually, he did appear on another show I listened to, Once in Future Nerd, and I was like, hey, I know that, psychoanalysis, and Christian Madeira was like, oh yeah, bro, I know that, punch, you know, I thought that was really, really cool. Actually, Once in Future Nerd, some of their most recent episodes are, fantastic, like, they're too short, like, I want more, but they're really great. It's a really great story podcast, and you should check out Once in Future Nerd, even if you kind of feel like it's a, maybe it's, you know, it needs to pick up speed, it it really gets, there are just some episodes that just nail on the head, and it's perfect. It's really, really good. Also, I'm kind of throwing something out there about repatriation, because I've seen a lot of things about repatriation, and obviously I'm kind of aware of there are issues with the way we talk about it and the way it's discussed, and I don't want to be writing about the patronizing behavior of institutions and be patronizing myself. So I'm still up in the air about whether to talk about repatriation as a kind of like token repatriation. So, I mean, there was this story about these groups in Russia, and there was, of course, the body of an ancient person, and, you know, they wanted the body to be reinterred inside a custom-built tomb. Like, they built the tomb, they had everything there, and they said, look, if you need the body for research, we'll give you it, you know, and everything like that. And I was like, what? And you're still not giving the body back, and nobody's done research on it? And, you know, the body had been kept for, like decades before, and, like, it'd be just kept stored. You know, it wasn't like it was being examined at this point, but, you know, it's this whole thing of, well, it could be examined in the future, but as I said before, these archives, there are things in the archives that never get looked at, and, you know, they potentially have information that could be really quite relevant, but we don't know that until we see them. And when you have people who are in groups like these who say, look, this means a lot to us, when you see that through the lens of history of, you know, basically, you know, grave robbing, and you see people kind of stealing bodies away from groups of people, and it's just, you know, it's a very dark and disgusting history. And, you know, any chance to actually show a kind of like a show a, some sort of sense of being decent and talking and negotiating with, you know, indigenous groups, I think that's just something really powerful. And I think, to be absolutely honest, the greatest sign of that is really if we give out, if institutions give back things that belong to indigenous groups without the kind of bargaining chip of being, it's, you know, without the bargaining chip of saying, oh, well, you can have the body if you need to do specific research on it back. You know, we should be actually saying, no, actually, you know what? We, like, the institutions who were around a lot of the time, I mean, you look at the blooming British Museum, and, you know, they should be saying, look, we really apologize, we'll sort it out. And finally, I'm wanting to do more stuff with Archaeogaming. Now, I have nothing on the wonderful people who do Archaeogaming, like for real. Like, if you're really interested in Archaeogaming and you want from a credible source who actually know what they're talking about, who actually write really, really good stuff about it, and do like research, and, you know, they just do amazing things, you have to visit Archaeogaming blog done by Andrew Reinhardt. You can find him on Twitter, and just you know, like that's if you're interested in how archaeology and video games come together in any way, don't listen to me. Don't read what I have to say. Read what Andrew has to say. And more importantly, go and check out Tara Copplestone, whose Twitter handle is GamingArchaeo. She recently did a poster on Elegy of a Dead World, Elegy for a Dead World, which is a game that flew under my radar. And having discovered it, I'm like, oh, okay, that sounds like the most amazing game ever. So she did a poster on it, presented it, and it won an award. And of course it won an award because it's freaking awesome. And if you're really interested in Archaeogaming, if you've played LG for a Dead World, please, like, I'd love to hear from what you think of it as well. Like, it's a fantastic game, it's really interesting, and it just, you know, it could be getting close to what I've talked about before as the archaeological game. There might be some discussions of Archaeogaming projects developing in the future, at some point in the future, but I'm not taking on any extra projects, because I'm just like, between working long hours and between sorting things out at home and just doing a couple of projects on the side, and you know, with the podcast network growing, it's a lot going on, and I'm finding it difficult to just shift around time. So I hope you can forgive me for not pumping out the stories the way I usually do, and not pumping out the episodes, and not pumping out these great stories with people. And I'm hopefully just doing stuff like this now. And I hope you continue listening, because I really do want to return to the great times. You know, I really do want to jump back on that, but I don't want to go completely silent. I don't want to go completely quiet. I actually want to still engage with you guys, and I'll still be on Twitter, and I'll still listen to your shows, and I still love them. It's just, I really can't do the whole stuff that I've been doing already. And I know there's people who do like 1 hour shows every single week, but the thing is, their guests are in the same time zone. I mean, like, yeah, I'd love to be in America and doing stuff with you guys, and you know, actually, you know, if it's 12 o'clock here, you know, I'm glad it's only 11 o'clock there. But this is the way the world throws us, you know, throws us onto the continents, wherever, and we just have to work with it. And I'm just saying to myself, you know, I'll set the tone, I'll set the scene. So in any case, I hope you guys can stick with me. I hope you guys are really pumped as much as I am, because I'm really excited about what's going to happen over the next couple of months. And I hope you go and check out some of the other shows on the Archaeology Podcast Network. We've got shows I want to talk to. I want to reveal what they are. They're really amazing shows, but I can't. We're just working on them now. We're going to get them sorted, and it's just going to be it's going to be great. So really, really, really keep an eye on things. Anyway, yeah, thank you all for listening, and you know, I hope that we can see each other very, very soon. Much love, guys. Peace.
Now we die, floating low on the sea. Our vision slowly darkening, we cannot see.